Frankfort Locker Room Chat Time here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Brian Ebert, Wildcat Girls Coach, joining us. Brought to you by Wenkel & Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. A couple games to kind of go over here, Coach, since we last spoke a week ago. Let's start with the game at Blue Valley on Friday. That was a 40-27 Blue Valley win. You know, take us back to that one a little bit and just kind of a few key takeaways from it.
Well, I thought, you know, early on we played pretty well. We had a chance to go into halftime with a lead. They were able to get to the foul line. But that's a big deal right now, you know, just getting the lead. Trying to stay, you know, fairly close to whoever you're playing is obviously a big deal. And, you know, give them credit. They came out second half and put a little bit more pressure on us, which is something that we are needing to work on more and more every day in practice, is working on beating a press, beating a trap, or whatever it is. And they were able to put some pressure on us, and then we were not very good from the free throw line, and that did not help us. But, you know, I thought our girls fought hard, chance to win. And right now that's what we're looking for, to stay in the game and give ourselves that chance to win.
And then Tuesday night, you know, at home against Centralia, I don't think there's a team in the state right now playing as good as Centralia, and it might have just been one of those nights where you just caught them on one of those nights where just everything was going their way, and, you know, they win the game 67-17. But, you know, it's probably kind of hard to maybe take a lot away from a game like that. But how do you kind of assess, you know, a game like that and an outcome that kind of goes in that direction?
Well, you know, credit to them. They put pressure on us, and we're not able to handle pressure very well right now. But, you know, another factor is we had two of our starters homesick. So you take those two starters that are homesick, and you have two other starters out with season-ending injuries, you're basically out there with one, you know, preseason starter. So, you know, we were depleted, there's no doubt. And I'm not saying, you know, that the outcome maybe would have been different, but I definitely would have liked to play even this whole season with,
right,
you know, a full squad. So, you know, the girls that were there and played, you know, they played hard and they gave good effort. But Centralia is a very good team. Obviously, I would put them as probably winning the state championship. You know, we played Little River last year, and I know what they have coming back. And we played Centralia this year, so I know that, you know, if I were to have a pick, they would be my favorite.
Yeah, and I think it's fair what you mentioned again. I know we've talked about it throughout the course of the season. Again, it's just been injuries. It's just been not having that full complement of girls, and it certainly can be, you know, a challenge at times, and that's certainly been kind of the theme for you guys. But you got three games left here. You know, obviously another tough one with Valley Heights on Friday. You saw them in the TBL tournament. You know, what's maybe different this time around, or is anything different this time with what you see from this Valley Heights team, and just what kind of are the expectations for this next matchup against Valley Heights on Friday?
Well, you know, they're going to put pressure on us, guarantee it. Try to turn us over and get easy baskets, and limit our possessions, you know, getting to half court and trying to set up an offense. They're going to try to score quick. So we're going to have to try to beat their pressure and their physicality. Very physical, and they get after you defensively. And it's on the road, so, you know, they're probably going to play a little bit better at home. So we have to make sure that we try to match that intensity. And that's what we're looking for right now, is trying to match some intensity that no matter who we're playing, to try to give us that, you know, that chance to compete throughout the whole game.
There it is. Brian Ebert, Frankfort girls basketball coach, joining us. We always appreciate the few minutes. The Wildcats are on the road Friday night against Valley Heights. That'll be our feature broadcast on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, thanks again for the time as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.